Have you ever had one of those moments where everything in your business just simply clicks, where literally all of the pieces that you've been working on for such a long time come together and your business explodes in the absolute best possible way? Well, that's exactly what has happened to me in the first half of 2025. Literally by June 30th, I had already surpassed my entire 2024 income. I'm not talking about a small jump, I'm talking about making in 6 months what it took me to make in 12 months, and basically even more than that from the year before, right? So today I'm going to break down exactly how it is that this happened. And I want to share it not to brag, because I know that some of you are kind of stuck feeling in the same income level, hitting a plateau, and you're wondering what it actually takes for you to make that quantum leap in your own businesses. Because what I really, really want you to understand is that this was not about working twice as hard or twice as many hours or doing more. In fact, the truth is that I've actually worked a lot less in 2025 than I did in 2024. And I wouldn't even talk about the years before. For me, this was really about getting laser focused on the things that actually move the needle and saying no to everything else that didn't really make as much sense. It was about doubling down on my messaging, refining my processes, perfecting my offer, and becoming really ruthlessly strategic about where I showed up and what I ended up saying yes to. So I want to give you a little sneak peek behind the scenes to tell you a little bit more about the most profitable 6 months of my business and show you exactly what I did and how all of that shifted to get to the place that we're at right now. So the thing that I want you to get is that the real biggest factor in my income explosion was something that I've been preaching for years. Literally, it was my messaging. At the end of 2024, I did a very brutal audit and I looked at everything that I was doing in my business. And what I realized is that even though obviously my messaging was good, I was still operating not necessarily at the level my expertise really deserved. So I was speaking a little bit to a broader audience in a way, or more or broader than I needed to, essentially. And I was still explaining some of the concepts that should have been obvious to my ideal clients. So essentially, I felt like I was still positioning myself as helpful, right? Or like a nice to have in a way, rather than a need to have. So I really went, like, I doubled down, right? I decided that I was only going to speak to power buyers, type of people who are action taking, ready to invest, people that really were going to value my expertise. And so what that meant was really doubling down on my message even more, looking at what I was putting out there, looking at my funnels, my systems, my emails, everything that I was doing, and making sure that there was no place for doubt. Now, the shift was very subtle in a way, but it was really deep at the same time. I went from being somebody who helped people with messaging problems to being the expert on how sophisticated coaches and consultants evolve their positioning to match their expertise. And the results were really quick in my business, right? My content engagement went up, but more importantly for me than anything else, the quality of engagement really transformed. Instead of getting people asking me for tips or anything like that, I was getting messages from people saying, okay, how do I work with you? How, like, what's the next step? How do I hire you? My brand message assessment started converting at over 70% because I was attracting people who already understood the value of premium messaging. And then my sales conversations have become a lot easier after that, because prospects aren't asking if they need help with messaging. They're asking, well, how do I get started? What do I do right now, right? So that messaging evolution alone probably ended up doubling my conversion rates. But for me, that was only the beginning. Truly going in and looking at all the things in terms of messaging was really important. But then I also started refining a lot of my processes. And part of that was this very podcast. So I started this podcast in 2023-ish. And in 2024, I was creating podcast episodes based on what I thought would be helpful or interesting. And sometimes they perform well and sometimes they didn't, but there was no real strategy necessarily. But by 2025, I really redesigned my entire podcast approach around the goal of making sure that it really attracted power buyers who would naturally want to work with me, but also really nurture and build relationships with my people, right? The people that are listening. So instead of general business advice, every episode became a demonstration of my angle of mastery. Instead of tips and tactics, every episode revealed sophisticated insights that only someone what my level of expertise could provide to my audience. So I was really making sure that everything that I was doing was very intentional, created for coaches and experts who had some success in their businesses already, but were ready for that next evolution. And so for me, each episode has allowed me to position myself not just as another business or marketing coach or whatever, but as that expert who has really understands those sophisticated challenges that people that are experts themselves or successful are facing. And so the result of that is that people end up binge watching episode after episode and then book brand message assessments saying like, I feel like I understand you, or I feel like I know you, or they literally get on calls with me and tell me I am a power buyer. So by the time that somebody finishes listening to a few of my episodes, they were already convinced that I was the expert that they needed to work with, which is perfect. The third thing that I really thought a lot about and worked through was about removing things that didn't really serve my power buyer attraction strategy. So what that meant is that I started saying no to things that just didn't feel aligned. I stopped creating content that was generally helpful instead of being really specifically powerful. And so I got really kind of specific on the type of actions that I would take, where I was posting or where I've been posting and what I'm doing, where I'm showing up, how I'm showing up, reducing in a way my social media presence to focus only on platforms where my ideal clients are actually spending their time. And that was probably part of the hardest part because it meant turning down opportunities that looked really good on paper, but weren't necessarily strategically aligned. So I said no to podcast interviews where my audience wasn't an ideal client. I stopped showing up in every single platform out there and creating a massive amount of content like I used to do in the past. And I really stuck to working from 11 to 3 as much as possible and really focus on like, I know that these are the things that work, that's what I'm doing. And so by removing everything that wasn't serving my strategy, I had more energy and more time even to double down on those things that were working. So I'm not spreading myself thin across a bunch of audiences and platforms and different things. And I'm focusing my energy on creating content and processes and just conversations that are really serving my buyers at the end of the day. And so the result of that has been truly exponential growth rather than just incremental. So everything that I'm doing has become very intentional. Everything served the strategy. And so what happens is that every single element keeps on reinforcing the other, right? Because when my messaging is attracting power buyers, my content for my podcast resonates with them because it's speaking to them. And so when that podcast episode attracted those new leads, my offers converted better because people understood the value. And when those offers converted well, I could be more selective about the opportunities which I take on, which has improved the quality of everything that I do. And so that means that everything in my business is really strategically aligned, and therefore my reputation and my referrals keep on compounding in a way. So what that looks like in a day to day is that instead of just posting across multiple platforms and doing all the things, I'm focused on creating weekly podcast episodes and strategic LinkedIn content that showcases my expertise. I play a lot with sharing stuff on TikTok, but it's like a funner thing, if that makes sense. And instead of trying multiple lead generation strategies, I'm just doing my one thing, right? I have my 20-minute webinar that takes people into my 15-minute brand message assessments. And that drives consistent qualified leads into my business where every single day we're booking calls and we're speaking with the right people. I don't have to convince people that I can help them. These are people that are coming to me already knowing that I can help them and now trying to make a decision of whether moving forward is the right next step. So instead of trying to serve everybody out there, I'm working exclusively with coaches and experts who are really ready for sophisticated positioning and to really like attract better quality leads. So every decision that I'm making is supporting that strategy. Every action is moving me closer to my goals. By focusing on those areas, messaging and processes and intentionally showing up, it's not only about doubling my income, it also means that our conversion rates from brand message assessments to sales calls radically increased about 23%. And that means also that we've reduced time spent on sales calls or any sales activities by 40%. And we've attracted clients who get better results because they're the right fit from the very beginning. But for me, more importantly than anything, I've created a business that feels easy, that feels sustainable, that feels aligned. I'm not hustling anymore. I spent years hustling. I'm not hustling anymore. Clients are coming to me. They're seeking me out. I'm not competing on price. I'm just revealing my expertise and people are coming my way. I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. I'm attracting people who already value what I'm providing. Like they get it. They understand why investing is important and why it's helpful for them. So if you're at a place where you're feeling stuck at the same income level, despite working hard and getting really great results for your clients, I really want you to consider that the problem might not be that you need to work harder or you need to learn more marketing strategies or you need to get more visible. The problem might very well be that you haven't aligned every single piece of your business around attracting those power buyers for you, right? Attracting the right people. And when you don't do that, you're leaking leads and money and energy and time everywhere. Most coaches are trying to be everything to everyone, posting everywhere, saying yes to every opportunity, and wondering why they're really exhausted and not really growing the way that they would want. But when you get very strategically focused and you align your messaging, your processes, your offers, and your activities around like, who are my power buyers and how do I bring them, growth becomes exponential. You start seeing traction. Things simply start to click and you stop working harder and start working smarter. You stop chasing clients and just start attracting them. And it really makes a very big difference in your own business. And that's when you can make in 6 months what used to take you a full year. So if you want to discover what strategic alignment could look like in your own business, let's hop on a brand message assessment. This is a 15-minute call where I'm going to help you identify the very specific areas where you could focus right now in your message so that all of your energy is focused on maximum impact and everything that you're doing is really there to attract power buyers. Go to brandmessagesession.com or find the link underneath this episode to book your call and make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on TikTok, all the places, right? Let me know in the comments below, what is one area where you think you might be spreading yourself too thin? Instead of getting very strategically focused, I would love to help you figure out where to move next so that you could start creating the impact that you really want to create. I will see you next episode. Bye.